MC and TD in the previous two lessons estimated the value function under policy pi for a fixed policy from samples. That was prediction. Q learning is the control counterpart. Estimate the optimal action value function directly from samples, then act greedily. Its update is the TD bootstrap on Q, with one ingredient added, a max over actions in the target, exactly the operator that turned the Bellman expectation equation into the Bellman optimality equation back in phase two. That single change is the bridge between everything you have learned so far. Sample-based bootstrapping, lesson 7, combined with optimality not expectation, lessons 3 and 5, giving the canonical model-free control algorithm and the foundation of DQN. This lesson is short on motivation, you have it, and long on the update plus a hand-traced 5-step run that makes the off-policy property visible. The Q learning update. Recall TD0. For V, Q learning does the same thing on Q, but the target uses the max over actions at the next state. Two changes from TD0. The function being updated is Q, state action, instead of V, state. You need Q to act without a model, as the architectural payoff from lesson 3 made precise. The bootstrap uses max over A of Q, the next state, A, not Q at the action you actually take next. That is the Bellman optimality target, sampled. Compare with value iterations update from lesson 5. Value iteration computes the expectation over P using the model. Q learning uses one observed transition as a sample of that expectation, on Q instead of V. Same recursion. Planning becomes learning by swapping the expectation for a sample. Off policy, behavior versus target. Q learning has an unusual and powerful property called off policy learning. The target uses the max of Q at the next state, the value the agent would get if it acted greedily from the next state. But the agent does not have to act greedily. It can take any action it likes at the state at time t to generate the experience. The action at time t in the update is the action the agent actually took, called the behavior action. But the target reasons about the action it would have taken if it were optimal, a property of the target policy, which is greedy with respect to Q. This separation matters in two big ways. Exploration. The agent typically uses an epsilon greedy behavior policy, with probability epsilon, act randomly, otherwise, take the argmax over actions of Q at the current state. Random actions are crucial because Q less learning's convergence guarantees require every S-O-S-H-D-S pair to be visited infinitely often. Without exploration, some S-Goal get zero updates and Q-estimates there stay at their initial values forever, blocking convergence. Learning from any source. Because the update does not depend on which behavior produced the data, Q-learning can learn from a replay buffer of past experience, from a different agent's logs, or from a human demonstrator. DQN's experience replay buffer is exactly this property put to work. Store transitions, sample mini-batches at random, train Q on them. The buffer is off-policy data relative to the current Q. A short on-policy alternative for contrast. SARSA has the same shape as Q learning, but uses the agent's actual next action in the target. SARSA learns the value of the policy actually being followed, including its exploration. Q learning learns the value of always greedy regardless of how the agent behaves. SARSA is on policy. Q learning is off policy. Both are useful. Q learning's off-policy nature is what makes it the workhorse for value-based deep RL. Worked example. 5 Q learning steps on the AB MDP. Reuse the two-state, two-action MDP from lesson 4, policy iteration, so the relationship with the planning case is direct. States AB actions stay and switch, deterministic transitions, gamma equals 0.9. Reminders. We know from lesson 4, and you could rederive that. Now run Q learning from scratch. initialize QS A, Xdom Jao for every ESPA. Step size alpha X 0.5. The behavior policy will take a mix of actions, so we visit each ESPA and so we see the off-policy max and the target do real work. Watch the target carefully on each step. Step 1. S equals A. Behavior takes A equals stay. Observe R equal 1, S equals A. Step 2. S equals A. Behavior takes A equal switch. Exploration. Observe R equals 0, SA equal B. Step 3. S equal B. Behavior takes A equal switch. Observe R equal 2, SA SAM. A. Step 4. S away. Behavior takes A will stay again. Observe R equal 1, SA away. Step 4. S will B. Behavior takes A will stay. Exploring an action it has not tried yet at B. Observe R equal 1, SA will B. After 5 transitions. Read off the greedy policy. That is the optimal policy already. After only 5 Q learning steps. The Q values are nowhere near their true optimal action value function of 10, 9.9, 8.9, 11. They will need many more updates to numerically converge, but the policy ranking, which action is best at each state, is correct very early. This is the same early stabilization pattern from value iteration, lesson 5, now in the sample-based setting. In practice, you keep iterating until Q converges, but for control purposes, the greedy policy can be useful long before then. Two things to notice about the off-policy max in action. At step 3, the target used the max of 0.5, 0 equal to 0.5, the stay value at A. The agent did not have to take stay at A right then for the target to use it. And at step 5, the target used the max of 0, 1.225 equal to 1.225, the value Q learning already knew for B switch from step 3, even though the agent's behavior step 5 was actually B stay. That is the off-policy property doing work. The agent acts, however, the target reasons about the best. Why this matters when you use AI? Q learning is the canonical model-free control algorithm and the foundation of value-based deep RL. DQN equal Q learning, this neural network, this engineering tricks. DQN approximates Q with a neural network and trains it to minimize the squared TD error against a Q learning target. The two crucial engineering additions are experience replay, store transitions in a buffer, sample mini batches at random for training, breaking temporal correlations and reusing data, and target networks. Use a slowly updated copy of Q for the max in the target to stabilize training. These are direct responses to the deadly triad, TD bootstrap plus off-policy plus function approximation, named in the previous lesson. Off-policy equals data efficiency. Because Q learning learns from any transition regardless of how it was generated, it can reuse old experience and learn from diverse sources. That is why DQN's replay buffer, essentially an off-policy data store, is so effective. Foundation for many extensions. Double DQN, dueling DQN, prioritized replay, distributional Q learning, and Rainbow all start from this lesson's update and add ingredients. The base recipe is the line of math in this lesson. Limits at scale. Tabular Q learning does not work when S or AO is huge. Every S moles A needs many visits to converge. Function approximation, next lesson, is the lift. The lesson here is the algorithm in its purest form. Common pitfalls. Confusing the Q learning target with the SARSA target. Q learning uses the max of Q at the next state, off policy. SARSA uses Q at the next state and next action with the actual next action, on policy. Same shape, different action choice in the target, different convergence behavior, skipping exploration. Without epsilon greedy or another exploration scheme, many SA pairs are never visited and Q learning cannot converge to the optimal action value function. Convergence proofs explicitly require infinite visit conditions. treating fully greedy behavior during learning as safe. A pure greedy behavior policy can get stuck in a poor local choice forever because it never visits the alternatives. Some exploration is required during learning, even though the target is fully greedy. Believing Q-learning converges fast in practice, the early stabilization of the greedy policy can be quick, as in the worked example, but the actual Q-values typically take many transitions to converge numerically, especially on large state spaces. Underestimating the deadly triad with function approximation. Naive Q-learning with a neural network can diverge. DQN's experience replay and target networks are not optional polish. They are what makes the combination stable. The next lesson develops this. What you should remember. The Q-learning update combines TD's sample bootstrap with the Bellman optimality max. Nudge Q at the current state action pair toward the target. Immediate reward plus discounted max over actions of Q at the next state. At step size alpha. The full formula is in the worked example above. It is off policy. The target reasons about the best next action regardless of which action the agent actually took next. SARSA's on-policy alternative replaces the max with Q at the actual next action. Off-policy means exploration is required. Epsilon greedy, or another scheme, lets the behavior visit every SA, so Q-learning's convergence guarantee can apply. On the AB MDP at alpha equals 0.5, gamma equals 0.9, 5 hand-traced Q-learning steps from Q equals 0 give QEL 0.975, 0, 0.05125, 0.25. The greedy policy is already the optimal policy, IULTA, A, stay, B, soul, switch, even though the Q values have not converged to the optimal action value function, IX equals 10, 9.9, 8.9, 11. Q learning is the foundation of DQN and value-based deep RL. Experience replay and target networks are the engineering fixes that tame the deadly triad, TD plus off-policy plus function approximation, which the next lesson develops.